Namaste. My name is Will Zimmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak what is to be mad. Yes. This is a desire to be the same like other people. Wow. In the nature, everything is different. Every end is different. There is not any end the same like the other end. Every leaf is different, and so on. So then you understand, maybe, but it's insane to be the same like the other person. And then the idea to fit perfectly causes the madness. Everybody should be different. And also behave differently. If we suppress our true nature, then step by step we become mad. Think so. Yeah. We lose our identification to our true self. And then we become different and isolate ourselves from our true self and isolate so more and more to other people so that we are isolated from ourselves and from other people. And this is just the cause of all madness, isolation. Then you don't know where you are. Then in war, they tried the best to make every soldier the same, but it never had worked out. And then you try it out by yourself. Even you adore your idol, you never can be the same because nature doesn't want that and God doesn't want that either. You are unique. There would be no stars the same. One reason is why we want to be the same, because we don't want to be hurt. And then, what happens then? Depression. Neurosis. So, psychosis and paranoia. This is just a sentence out of this book, Veronica Decides to Die, from Paulo Coelho. And it's true. You can only be yourself, and then your spouse wants to teach you to become another person or to train you. Otherwise, you don't get the love, the sex, and so on. And I see, it's so disgusting. The males in front of their spouse acting like a slave. They don't dare to say something what will offend their spouse. Oh. And afterwards, what they're doing? Taking drugs. Depend on Facebook to get some approval. But in reality, they are lousy cowards. And the good thing comes now. When a female can control a male, she loses her sexual interest in that person. For a female, it is exciting to be together with a male who is independent. What is about love? A coward cannot love. Only an independent male can love. And if you are fear to say what you want, you are a coward. And then there is no love anymore. It's just you are a slave, nothing more. You need braveness, the highest braveness, to be a good lover. Super. I was in the same situation like you, even much, much worse. Didn't have any sex with women. And then I was running after girls. How stupid. And I was coming home and we're running all the time after the girl. And all the time crying that I could not get her in front of our community. Yes. And I didn't care. I was authentic with this because I love to do that. So I've done so if I was suffering for it. And then I've done it never again. It's just changed everything. Because I've done this madness and then this madness was over. And guess what happened then? The girls were seducing me because I was authentic. I was independent. And that is so attractive for most of our females. To be together with a real man instead of just lousy cowards. And so what? And it's great. You can be a lousy coward and I get the goods. Every fourth child is procreated outside of the marriage in Germany. Things is over. And they don't like to have sex with their husband. It's a hard decision. And if you do it, you'll be happy. But what is there in your work? I was also authentic. And all my bosses loved it. Because I was totally honest. And I've done everything what was possible to get the jobs done without losing my identity. And I didn't was a hypocrite. And was the task very difficult? I said yes to it. I will do my best. Simple. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about that and bye.